Podcast Ranger.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Like
Hi.
That, I guess.
I'm an anime protagonist.
Yeah.
I got my hair cut. Anthony, put my picture up of me as the anime protagonist. There I am.
Here,
yeah.
I'll open it in the browser so you can see it.
I'm channeling my inner Goku.
There you go. It looks like Ignis from Final Fantasy XV.
And this is to go even further beyond! 5 minutes later.
And this is my even newer recipe!
Just like cooking intensely.
Yeah. Alright, so, it is myself, Pinkcaster, and Dreamcaster here in the studio tonight.
Gar will show up later.
Later.
Laser.
But yes, Emily, it's glad to, we are all glad to have you here in the studio with us again.
As always.
Thanks. I'm sorry, Andrew.
You have a Mr. Poopy Butthole now.
Ooh-wee. And always will be. All right, we got a lot of news this week, so let's get into it.
Let's go.
First off, we have, there were previews posted of the Lupin Ranger versus Power Ranger theme songs.
And it's interesting, because they're two different themes, or like, they're the same theme, but like with different lyrics, but they like it's like a duet, and so they kind of like mix the two together.
So they're pulling a Symphogear. Project R. Project R is singing the Lupin Ranger theme, which is called Lupin Ranger Turn the Dial. And the Power Ranger theme, which is called Chase You Up, Power Ranger.
Chase You Up.
And then the two of them are mixed together for the actual TV show's theme song. So, those who know Symphogear, this is familiar territory. It's really interesting. We listened to them, and I like both of them. I won't play them so we don't get zapped.
Ichi, send them the links!
Oh, yeah, we need the links.
The Discord needs the links.
We need the .hack links.
Hopefully that doesn't...
Let's see if they fit.
No! Yeah!
Hooray, hold on.
Just do half and half.
Yeah, I know. I know how to news.
I know how to news.
There we go.
Whoa.
Yeah. Alright, so, yeah, those are the theme songs. If you're able to find the article where they are talking about them, you can listen to them, because we don't want to get zapped. Next.
Let's get zapped. Oh, here we go.
So, such a cool concept.
So there was a batch of scans for Lupin Ranger, Power Ranger, and most of it is stuff that we've talked about, but what I wanted to bring up is this very clear scan of Pateren Yugo, which is the fusion of sorts, in some manner, of the three Power Rangers. And the only word I can come up with to describe it is candy-colored.
I think this form is awesome.
Is it really a fusion between all three?
I don't know. I don't know if they, like, give him their powers.
Yeah, I think what it is it's... Yeah, because you can see it right there. It's... There's Patro Ichigo, and he, like... Patro Ichigo.
He puts the good striker.
So, yeah, because you can see, like, the green and pink is, like, armor on him.
Yeah.
So, it's not a fusion of the three. It's just...
We don't know... unless it says in one of the descriptions... We don't know yet if it's an actual fusion of all three of their bodies, or if they're just giving him their powers.
And then,
but apparently he accesses this by putting the good striker in the versus chamber.
And then with Lupin Red, it makes them, like, multiply.
Yeah.
So
the Power Rangers combine, and the Lupin Rangers multiply.
That's interesting.
That's cool.
And, yes, as Shu in our Discord is mentioning, it's called Pateren Yugo because it's from the Japanese word Yugo, which means fusion.
Yep.
Which is also why it's a thing in Ultraman.
Here we go.
Yeah. So yeah, that's also one thing to note about Pateren Yugo is the outline along the visor of the helmet.
It's got a distinction on the brim as well.
Yeah, it's got this white outline around the edge of it that the normal forms don't have. So that's neat. I do not like it at all, though.
No? I think it's really cool.
Like, I already don't like the Power Ranger suits because they look like football players.
And
now it's a candy-coated football player.
No, they're growing on me. Especially because I like that they fixed the helmet with this form because they have, like, a little white line that divides, like, the top of the helmet to the bottom. So, it makes it actually look like a, not a, like, full visor on their helmet.
Are you talking about the on here?
Yeah.
Because that white line. Oh, you mean the white line in the middle of the black visor?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think that is also only on this suit because it's not on.
No, it's not because it makes the helmet. It actually makes the helmet look like.
Yeah.
Separate. Looks separate.
I just can't get it. Like the fucking police hat visors remind me of the artwork from the actual game. This is the police.
What game? This is the police.
Yeah. All right. Next. Speaking more on the villains, who we were briefly introduced to last week, now we have some profiles. So, the yellow gentleman, our mob boss, as it were, Doranio Yabon...
of the Ganglers.
...is the crime boss of the Ganglers, whose plan is to conquer Earth to commemorate his 999th anniversary by using the power held within the Lupin Collection.
Oh my god, this is like what fucking... Janice and goddamn Zoji. He's like, oh, Earth is the 1,000th blood game we're playing.
The 999th anniversary of what?
His 999th anniversary? I don't know. His birthday, his crime family.
I like to think it's like his crime spree.
Yeah, that's probably what I was thinking. It's like his 999th year of being evil.
Yeah. Destra Maja, which is this big Suica arms grenade motherfucker. Obviously, he is his right-hand man and muscle, a warrior who has grenade-like armor, and his body is said to hold several weapons. And then the blue person, Gosh Lumedo, the Gangler Syndicate Medic. She uses the power of the Lupin Collection to amplify abilities and enlarge their warriors.
Second coming of Pizzanaria!
Yeah, pretty much.
No finger slotting, though.
But yet, not that we know. Well, no. We'll see. So, yeah. Neat. Next, we have build scans.
For days!
First off, we have proper scans of Kamen Rider Rogue.
Oh, and he looks awesome.
I love the helmet.
Yeah, the crocodile mouth is so cool.
Yeah, because you can actually look on the left side of the helmet, you can see, like, the crocodile's eye.
Which is neat, because it's only on that side.
Yep.
And then... yeah, so Kamen Rider Rogue. We also get introduced to who we've been previously described as the Kaisers. Apparently, they are just new people that we've never seen before. I was hoping one of them would be Nariaki, but it's not. So the two henchmen, each with their own Nebula steam guns, Fu Washio uses the Gear Remocon bottle to become the Remocon Bro.
Remocon Bro.
And he attacks with super speed. And the other one is Rai Washio, who uses the Gear Engine to turn into the Engine Bro, who fights with tremendous strength.
Ah, so that must be the Engine Bottle.
Yeah.
Okay,
and cool. Here's the kicker. Together, they fuse into an all-new form known as the Hell Brothers. And they're green and white. It's the fucking Hoppers.
Oh,
the Hell Brothers.
Oh my god.
Why does he look like he's made of Kinex?
Well, he's made of gears. That's the idea. Because their full bottles are gears. Gear Engine and Gear Remocon.
Are they still bottles or are they gears?
They're like bottles with gears on them.
Oh, is there a picture of them?
Let me see. Scrolling through the
if there
here.
Isn't, don't worry. I just...
There is
oh,
right there.
Oh, that is cool.
Those they're like nice. Golden bottles. One of them, the gear is white. The other, the gear is green.
The gear's like in the middle of them.
And they transform using the Nebula Steam Gun.
Yeah. I'll get into the Nebula Steam Gun in a second.
So, yeah.
But yeah, Rogue looks fucking awesome. Not too big on the Hell Brothers. Like, their separate forms and together form. They just look weird.
Also mentioned in this article is... for the YouTube side special that's going to feature Build Smufflewolf Hazard.
Yep.
Apparently the plot of that is going to be Nariaki using Night Rogue's powers to train Sento.
To, like, master Hazard.
That's interesting. Cool.
That is very interesting. And we can also see in this scan that he uses other combos that are not so commonly used, like Phoenix Robo, and we can see Rose Copter here. So that's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Next. That's the same one. Be the One, the Kamen Rider Build theme song, has debuted at number 2 on the Oricon music charts.
Yeah.
So I guess Be the One couldn't be the one. The single from Pandora reached third on its first day before climbing to second, sold a reported 36,929 copies in its first week, and I was one of those because I bought the album.
I got it on iTunes.
Yeah. It's also on Spoofy.
Yay.
Daichi Miura's Excite, the opening for X-Aid, sold 29,789 copies in its first week, but it debuted at number one before eventually going on to sell over 1 million copies.
Wow. I guess everyone was excited for that one.
My pun was better. I bought so much. All right, next. Weren't the movie wars supposed to be over? Because Kamen Rider Movie Wars 2019 has been confirmed.
No, I think they said they were done with Tyson movies.
That's what these are.
No. Like the March films. Like the superhero Tyson films.
Okay.
Those are done.
It's exactly what they did with... This is the first... They did this with Pretty Cure as well. They said, we're not making any more All-Stars movies. Instead, we're making All-Stars new stage movies.
The thing is, Wars is the translation for Tyson.
No, I get it, but, like, the ones like Superhero Tyson and Cho Superhero Tyson, those movies that come out in March, those aren't happening anymore because they're shit. Like, absolute garbage.
Well, they just
but
they
no,
just make them
I still shit. Want, like, the old Rider with the new Rider to get team-up movies.
Yeah,
those
sure.
Those are awesome. So don't stop making those, Toei, please.
But it's so weird that this got announced now because this is a crossover between Build and whatever comes next. So they've confirmed that the movie wars are happening before we even know what the next Rider is.
Yep.
Well, we might know
it's
if that
so
weird list is right.
Well, we know the Kamen Rider Winger thing was fake.
I was going to admit, I have that listed. Yeah, there was a fake posting for Kamen Rider Winger, and it was proven that someone was fucking around with the wiki article back in July of last year.
I mean, like, also, it's February. It's way too early to find out what the next Kamen Rider
is. I thought it had
is.
To be fake, but at the same time, it seemed weird enough to be a name for a Kamen Rider.
Kamen Rider Jeff Winger.
See, I thought at first that they were talking about, like, a new Rider for Build, and I was like, no, it's too early to announce a new Rider for Build. Like, we know all the new Riders for Build.
So, yes, this was reported by Sankei News as part of their film lineup for the year.
Cool.
So that also includes the Build and Lupin Power Ranger summer movies.
Yeah.
Next. That's my article about Winger, so we can just move right along. Next, we have official images for the next set of full bottles.
Yay!
So, first we have B and Submarine.
Submarine.
I think the H is for Hachi, so it'll be Hachi.
Get Yellow Submarine! Damn it!
Oh my goodness!
Woo! Oh, if it was a Beetle, that would have been amazing.
Well, there is a Beetle, but it's a different bottle.
Yeah.
But that means you can still do a Beetle Submarine form.
Yeah. Then we have Deer and Pyramid.
Deermid?
Making the form that I will forever refer to as the Deermid.
I gotta say, the Pyramid bottle actually looks pretty cool.
Illuminati I like both of them.
Confirmed.
Okay, this is something that's, like, bothers me now. So, like, if we keep looking at the rest of these bottles, you all notice that, like, all the designs on the outside of the bottle are all painted.
Yeah, they're colored and the rest of the bottle's clear.
So, like,
I actually really, really like this style.
Yeah. And it's stupid that they didn't do that from the beginning with, like, Rabbit Tank, Gorilla Diamond, and shit. Like, those aren't painted in, and it's stupid.
Maybe the idea is that because these bottles are from the other regions.
I guess?
So there has to be some kind of distinction, yeah.
So does that mean, like, Saito and Hokuto made, like, better bottles?
I think that might be what they're alluding to.
Okay. Interesting.
Like, our bottles are better resolution or some shit.
Super Nai!
Alright, and then next we have Giraffe and Fan.
Giraffe and
which
Fan.
Which is Kirin and Senpuki.
Senpuki!
that's the word for fan.
Senpuki.
Yeah.
It's my greatest wish that the name of this form is Giraffe Fan.
No, Giraffe Pookie.
Kirpuki?
Yeah, Goldcaster in our chat mentions that maybe it's because these bottles weren't purified by Misora.
Oh, that would make sense.
Maybe.
I also noticed that it appears that the organic bottles all have this sort of curvy appearance. Like, sorry if that's weird, but if you look up, you can see the organic bottles have, like, a sort of curvy look to them, but the
Well, it's not all of them, because
oh,
look
yeah,
at
that's true.
B and Submarine.
Yeah, it's...
It depends on the design.
Yeah, because I thought at first... Because the Deermid one and the giraffe fan both had that going on, but being submarine don't...
And then we move to the most hilarious combo so far. Penguin fucking skateboard.
Penguin skateboard.
Yeah, let's just say Shadowcatcher's excited for fucking this one. He loves penguins.
And he loves to go skateboards. I don't know.
That's great.
I don't know what Kevin does in his spare time.
Yeah. Next, and we have Tora and UFO.
Okay, I like... See,
the UFO bottle is beautiful.
Yeah, see, there's the pink bottle I can get behind.
Look at the little
guy! There's a tiny person on UFO!
That's either a tiny guy getting abducted or a tiny alien beaming down.
I like to think it's an alien.
I want it to be a person, and I just want their arms to be flailing.
No, it's Bill. It's Bill being abducted by aliens.
Oh my god. That's adorable.
Now, see, this is the one I can get behind, so I like the UFO bottle. That's cool.
The tiger bottle looks cool.
Looks like a wrestler.
It does.
Well, yeah. And then, moving down, we have Kujira Jet, which is whale and jet.
Which...
Why are they both blue?
Yeah, that's like... That's
I don't care! I'm gonna buy them!
That's why I think it's stupid. It's a blue and blue form.
No, but it's not that they're both blue.
Because there aren't enough blues yet!
They're both almost the same shade of blue.
Yeah.
Like, one is slightly lighter, I think.
If you look at the sticker, you can see the difference.
Yeah, but it's barely noticeable even on the sticker.
Whale and jet. That's so weird.
No, you know what it is? Yeah. It's a reference to Engine Jumbo Whale from Goanger.
Oh, okay.
If you put
it was a whale and a jet.
There's technically both a gorilla and a whale one, so if you put them together, you could get Gojira for them.
Oh,
yeah, because Go from Gorita and Kujira.
Oh, yeah, but they're both organic.
Yeah. So it wouldn't work in practice, but it's fun to imagine in theory.
It would be too powerful.
Yeah. And next we have Mahotsukai and Orange.
Oh, Mahotsukai looks
I really
so
like
good.
Mahotsukai.
Yeah, Mahotsukai looks pretty sweet. It's a hat.
It's a wizard hat and what looks like the top of a robe, and there's even a runic circle in the background.
An orange is just an orange with, like, a drop of orange juice.
It's an orange!
An orange!
Of course it's an orange! I told you it was an orange.
What's that from?
You've never seen the slowed down Kermit the Frog? Thing with it, he's talking to Cookie Monster and he keeps guessing that it's a cookie, but it's like slowed down. So when he says, "It's an orange," because it's slowed down. Someone in the chat must know what I'm talking about.
Blaze in the chat is like not as good as Cake Wizard.
Cake Wizard. Oh yeah, wait.
I know Orange Caster is gonna get orange. Yes, he's been talking about it.
I mean, I really like. Well, I like the color. Orange is my favorite color, and oranges, I like oranges, so.
Cool. So I guess you'll be getting
that's
that.
That's why I have the Daitai Mar.
So yeah, those bottles all look great. Looking forward to them.
Yes. Yeah, this.
Slow down, Kermit the Frog.
Sounds like he's drunk.
I think I have seen that. Goldcaster is like, too bad there's no boss bottle so we could have cake boss.
Oh my god!
Subarashi! Alright, put that away,
sorry,
children.
Sorry,
it's an orange! It's red and orange! It's an orange!
Favorite.
You know what? That's the title.
Oh my god, can we just have the picture of just like Mahotsukai and Orange, but instead it's just like it's Kermit on
sorry,
the left
what?
Bottle? So like have orange and then it's just Kermit beside the orange bottle.
Sure.
It's an orange!
The only way it could get better is there was also a cookie bottle.
Emily,
I mean, the orange bottle kind of looks like
you.
A cookie.
Well, that's one
thank
of my
you.
That's one of my favorite all-time
you.
YouTube
you so
dumb YouTube videos.
It's an orange!
Look, you guys introduced me to Bustin. I don't think I could ever top that. Yes, I can't even think about that without laughing.
Yep.
Alright.
I'm afraid and no sleep.
Alright, next.
Sorry, guys, for the...
Give me just a moment. My
Anthony's even listening to this live, and he's like, God damn it, Lane.
Why? What happens?
Because I derail. That's what I do.
I'm sorry.
Just give me
No, that was my fault. I'm the one who brought up the orange video.
No, you're not. Anthony, you're not fucking cutting that. That's staying in.
So,
Oh, yeah, the deodorant.
There's going to be Gashapon Sklash jellies, and they're straight up sticks of deodorant.
No, it's literally just like the plastic shell of the bottle, but then it just has the jelly pack over it.
Is it squishy?
No, it's just
I like
plastic.
To think it's not.
Then what's the...
Whoa. Like the clamps on the driver will just like touch the inner side rim of where the A is in the dragon.
I almost wanted to get the Gashapon just to see what
I will get the Gashapon robot one.
Oh, okay, well there
just
we go.
Cut that off and it will be Agon Ash Jelly.
Agon Ash Jelly.
Ash Driver.
Which honestly sounds like the name of like a Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it's Agon! Agon Ash Jelly.
Yeah.
No, that's what happened at the end of the Indigo League. Ash Jelly. Of Richie for winning.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I feel so bad for Ash. At this point, they're just screwing with him so he doesn't win a league.
Yeah, right?
So that series doesn't end because that's his ultimate.
Blaze in our chat is like, you put the Pikachu in the Ash Driver. Pikachu! Alright, next. We got our listings and official images for the blue and red Pandora panels.
Yay!
I'm
What a waste of money!
And they're little Tetromino.
Wait, you say you're getting it?
I'm getting the blue one, yeah.
Okay.
I want the blue one. If I knew these were coming out in the first place, I wouldn't have bothered with the green one.
Oh, you get
maybe
the
That's what you call, that's what they call falling for the marketing.
Maybe you should sell the green one to
I absolutely will. All
right.
I would buy it, but the thing is, I have one bottle.
Well, now you can have two. Because, as we mentioned previously when talking about the magazine scans, the Hokuto blue Pandora panel comes with the spider full bottle, effectively destroying all of our hopes for a spider-themed steam gun user.
You want full bottles? I got 20.
No big deal.
I want more Sklash jellies float around.
Just like rain Sklash jellies in full bottles. I want to be where the bottles are.
Yeah. That's like the
He's a human! You're a smash! Teddy, I love
him! Isn't that the entire freaking arc right
wow.
now? I want to be where the bottles are.
Pretty much. And then,
Kamen Riders.
It comes
they
with
give you...
the blank bottle?
No, it's an eraser.
Kamen Riders.
Or no, it's fridge.
Kamen Riders. They give you an inch and rider kick all over you.
So yeah, the Sato panel, the red one, comes with the fridge bottle because spider and fridge is a best match, apparently.
Spider and fridge?
Yeah, we talked about it. Remember?
No.
It's I think it's a nod to that fucking spider fridge monster from the Ninja. And yeah, both of them come with these little Tetris-looking bits that you use to attach two of each of them into the Pandora box.
What did you call them, Emily?
I said that they looked like trimectos or something? They looked like tetrominoes, like the shapes
of
Tetris.
Yeah, tetrominoes, the shapes that...
Which are four, but so they would, I guess they'd be triominoes?
Triominoes.
My spirit,
three of them.
My spirit animal is a fridge.
Oh.
All I can think is, I'm a fridge.
I'm a fridge.
Anthony has brought up the best match. Cake fridge.
Yes, your fridge. You know, the one you put food in.
And then he feeds him something.
What are you doing?
She feeds him a burger.
Just, I want to see this paired up with, like, eraser, because the bottles are virtually in
no,
the
I want to see, no,
Imagine
I want to see.
Someone getting
I, no,
mixed up.
No, I want to see panda fridge. Just the powers of a panda in a refrigerator. You know what? I almost want to get the fridge bottle just so I can make panda fridge.
Why is that so cool? I don't know why.
Because they're both white.
It's a fridge.
No, it's cool
because you plugged it in and it turns out.
Wow, Emily was like, Lane, that's not funny.
No, that's stupid.
I didn't say that.
No, I was like, that's cool. Yeah, like a fridge. You're like, no.
No.
That's not funny.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That was hilarious.
And here we have an image of what the fully assembled Pandora box looks like.
And it looks awful!
Fucking
That's
bad.
Not what it looks like! Anyone know? If I see anyone in, like, Facebook or Twitter who makes this box, You wasted your money! Even I wouldn't do that! I waste money!
No,
badly!
You know what we gotta do? Just, like, each member of Cast Ranger buys a
No!
Panel.
No! No!
We just assemble the box!
No! The Cast Ranger box? God, we'd all go insane because we bought a piece.
It looks really terrible put together.
It's so bad.
Why is it all those weird...
You have to buy...
Because it's from each of the three countries.
But that's not how it looks.
No, it's not supposed to be like the Pandora box. It's just like a representation because the panels that come off it are supposed to be these different colors. Even though we haven't actually seen them be those colors, except in like the little hypothetical explanation.
Watch, they actually make... Premium Bandai DX
actual
Pandora box.
That'd like, be cool. Yeah. Moving on.
I feel like I'm wrecking the show again.
No, you're not. You
I'm
never
sorry.
Do, my dear.
We have our images of the Nebula Steam Gun.
And I gotta say, in toy form, it doesn't really look that good.
That's not gold.
Like, even the bottles look fucking lazy and, like, cheap and just, like... If the gears don't actually, like, move, which I know they won't,
I don't
it's,
think
it's
so.
Gonna
they,
be disappointing.
They,
at least it's still
like
got a
do.
Light.
Well, the light is in the steam gun.
So, like...
The bottles are just transparent, yeah. So you see it more.
So, obviously, yes, I will be getting this because it is something Rogue uses, so... Unfortunately, but... I
don't think the lids on these bottles even turn.
Yeah, so
no.
your
wow.
response is basically, thanks, I hate it.
Thanks, I hate it, but I have to buy it, so fuck you, Bandai.
I hate it. Box it up for me.
At least, you know what? At least I'll have two, like, steam guns that I can just go boo 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 with.
I mean, you so. Could already do that because I have one.
No, I know. But anyways, like...
I don't think the gear
is
on
the
model.
The purple is nice on it. Like, I like the purple. But then you go down to the bottom picture where it's combined... Or, okay, if it was here. And it combines with the steam blade. And
it looks terrible!
It looks awful! Because, like, you put the guard on it and stuff, and it's just, like, it just doesn't match with it. Like, I'm actually surprised they didn't just make a new steam blade, like,
right?
The coloring of the steam blade.
Or, like, a...
Call it the Nebula Steam Blade.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Well, I would have actually appreciated that, but now I can save more money, so...
Alright. Next, we have our images of the Crocodile bottle.
And it's cool. I love the blue on the cap. I like the purple.
It's green.
Okay, yeah, I like the green on it. I like the purple of the entire bottle. And then it just, like, yeah, it has sounds.
Is that, like,
and,
light up?
Oh, yeah, it actually is fucking, it's a crocodile head.
Yeah,
like,
so,
that's
so,
awesome.
So that's what it looks like normally. And then there's actual a red light in the bottle when it cracks.
So I'm hoping it actually makes, like, a cracking sound.
Oh, it absolutely will.
That's going to be cool. I look forward to that.
When it's not lit up, it looks kind of boring, but when it is, like, cracked, it looks fucking awesome.
No, I like both, actually. So this is a really cool bottle. So, like, this shows that, like, the bottles could have been electronic, but it just would have been way too much.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they all shade. At least they shade.
So, yeah. The Crocodile bottle will release February 17th.
Do we have a price?
Doesn't say, but it looks like it will be released by itself. So
okay.
Probably... pretty cheap.
Thank God!
Next, we have official images of the gimmick line figure of Kamen Rider Rogue.
And I have to say, this figure looks really, really good.
That's like, alright.
No, for a gimmick figure, it's pretty good.
For a gimmick figure that doesn't do anything.
Well, yes it does.
Does it?
Yeah, so if you go down...
Oh!
So like,
I didn't see this before.
Changes
yeah.
color?
You can actually open and shut the jaw on the face.
Yeah, and there's a little dial on the back of him and his head... turns, yeah,
oh,
so
there
it looks
is.
Like...
Oh
so
my
looks,
god!
So it looks blank, and then you turn around, and it looks like it's it cracked.
I wonder if you could, like, remove the jaws from it, just to see what the helmet looks like without
it. Just
them.
Replace it with fucking Gattax. Change! Crocodile Beetle!
Yeah, actually, not bad.
Yeah, this is a very impressive given figure, but I'm assuming they're going to make a figure art, so I want to get the figure art.
Don't assume anything.
I know they're going to. Rogue is going to be a fucking huge success.
Well, FaceCore did a thing.
What did he do? Did he put Pikachu?
You bottle did.
God damn, that's a lot of Pikachus.
That's a lot of damage. Tsuburinai. All right, and so yeah, that's that.
Okay.
It will be releasing in February 17th.
Yeah.
No info on price, but it'll probably be in the realm of $40.
February 17th, Saint Rogue Day.
Yeah, basically. Next, on the Soto stage figure line, we have Rabbit Tank Hazard.
Ooh.
And I had to, like, make sure this was Soto stage because this looks pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, when it's a black figure...
It's hard to fuck up.
It's hard to fuck up. And yeah, so it comes with Smuffle Wolf Hazard eyes.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Also in the same series, the Wave 6 of Build, in addition to that, is Dr. Game, Grease, and Bloodstark.
Cool.
I'm excited. Our buddy FaceCore is going to be getting me Game, and I'm going to have it painted blue and call it RPG instead. As well as getting me a Bloodstark and then painting that blue and calling it Soichi the Zeal Stark.
Yay!
Like my Twitter profile a while back.
Yep.
Next.
Tag Knight Lane.
Weirdly, Premium Bandai announces Kamen Rider O's design Duralumin business card holders.
Oh.
There's a Tatoba version and the much superior Tajadoru version.
Hmm.
Kamen Rider O's themed business card holders.
Well, business cards are a pretty big deal in Japan.
Sure, but Kamen Rider ones?
Isn't anything better if it's Kamen Rider?
You know,
I mean, you're right.
I mean, they look nice.
Like,
especially the Tajadol. And
yeah, like...
It's got, like, gold inside. Like,
yeah.
It's really cool. Look at that.
The Tatoba one just has, like, silver when you open it up, and the Tajadoru one has what looks like pretty good gold color when you open it up.
That's neato.
Those look awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why these were made, but they're awesome. So, these have watermark laser etching on the high-quality Duralumin material known as A2017, giving it a high-class feel. They can hold up to 20 business cards, sized up to 91 by 55 millimeters with a thickness of 0.25 centimeters, and the cases themselves are only 62 grams.
Oh my god, can we have that, like, just a Kamen Rider that just, like, gives out business cards and he's like... Like, that's something I think, like, Emperor should have done in Ryuki. Gave, like, business cards out going, like, I'm a rider for hire.
I think it would be awesome if a Kamen Rider, like, flipped out his business card and, like, launched it at the enemy. Just like,
and he's, like, not ashamed.
Here's the name of who he was going to kill you.
And, like, he's not ashamed to expose his identity.
No, just, like, business cards that have the rider name on it.
Yep.
Just, like, I'm Kamen Rider this, you're going to die. Something like
Prepare
that.
Prepare to die.
Something like that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, these will release in March for 15,000 before fees and shipping? 15,000 yen. That's $150!
I mean, it's a metal...
For a 62 gram business card holder!
Yep.
Well, for two of them. Still!
Yep.
Fuck! Japan!
I mean, to them this is normal, so it's fine.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Pre-orders are currently closed, but may reopen at a later date, so if you want these, check your...
If you love O's enough, then you will get these. Talking to you, Reggie.
Jesus Christ.
Are you really surprised anymore?
I shouldn't be, but
no,
I still am.
No, you really shouldn't.
I need to stop.
When it comes to, like, fucking, like, let me see, like, fucking $300 Blu-ray sets, $540 fucking metal thing from an Ultraman... Fucking $400 watches, $500 smartwatches, $150 business card holders. Like, Japan likes their expensive shit.
Next.
You sound so dead. Are you okay?
Sanrio has announced a collaboration event between Hello Kitty and Kamen Rider Fies.
Why not?
Apparently this was... Partially because it's the 15th anniversary of FIES.
Uh-huh.
This announcement was held at the recent Sanrio Expo 2018.
Okay.
They're going to be selling Hello Kitty merchandise, which shows Hello Kitty transforming into a Kamen Rider. This event also includes the actual actors for FIES and Kaiza, Kento Honda and Kohei Murakami. So they're selling these collaborative items, including tote bags for 2484 yen and keychains for 648 yen, and they're going to be having a special live talk show event in Sanrio Puroland on May 5th. So, yeah. You can see, if you look real close, you can see the merchandise, which has Hello Kitty, like, as Fies and Kaiza.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
I never in my wildest dreams thought this would be a thing.
I'm sorry, I'm channeling my inner cell here.
What?
No, why?
But why, though?
I mean, why
not?
Oh,
hey, you know what? You know what? I got it. Hang on. Just keep talking.
Okay. Just the fucking fake smiles that the actors are wearing in this shot is so disconcerting. Emily, what do you think of this?
I mean, I don't know why it's a thing, but I don't disapprove of it.
I'm
not saying like, oh, this is horrible. It's more like this is
okay,
something.
This is my reaction to this. Why?
The preacher who was trying to get Pokemon demonetized?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Like, come on! You could have done anything else, but Hello Kitty and Fies!
It just seems so random, like...
What, are we gonna get a Hello Kitty Orphanok now in, like, some fucking Freeman Pies movie?
She is the Orphanok.
Oh, man.
I mean, she has to transform. She has to be an Orphanok.
It's just Mari. She turned to an Orphanok and it was Hello Kitty.
Hello, Mari.
Hello. Do we have a name for this episode yet?
Yes, we do.
It's an orange.
Fuck, right, okay.
Are you sure you don't want to change it? Because Hello
Mari
is pretty
this
amazing.
Is fine. Alright, next.
God damn it. Ooh, it's Ixa.
The actors who played both main versions of Ixa are reuniting in the Kamen Rider Gamba Rising Arcade game.
Oh, so they're going to voice their respective Ixas?
Yeah.
That's cool. So we got Naga and Otoya?
Yeah.
Cool.
So Kohei Takeda, who played Otoya, not surprising that he's
and
still around since he's currently playing in Greece.
Sawatari Kazumi in Build.
Yeah, and Keisuke Kato, who played Keisuke Nago.
They had
the same last name, or first name, whichever. So yeah, the two Ixas will be reprising their roles for the game's latest update, which is in celebration of Kiva's 10th anniversary, which includes the release of the series in Blu-ray, which we've talked about before. And we have a very nice Kiva 10th anniversary logo here. I like it. And yes, as Anthony in our chat is pointing out, it's the 10th anniversary of Kiva, still no figure arts!
They have to do it
this
year,
they
right?
did say it's coming.
Did they?
Yes, they did. They had, like, a figure of it at, like, the Tomashi Nations event, but no one was allowed to take pictures, like, at all.
Oh, right, I think I remember what's talking about that. So, yeah, that's cool.
Cute!
Neat. Next, speaking of 10 years later reuniting, Deno and Xeranos apparently also reunited.
See, okay, my favorite thing about this picture is we have, like, Yuto's actor is holding a Xeranos, like, Deno card. And then I like this one. Ryotaro's actor is holding Deno platform, because technically that's Ryotaro when he's Deno. He's just platform.
Sure.
So that's cool. That's a nice attention to detail. So
in a tweet on January 22nd, Yuichi Nakamura, who played Xeranos, commemorated the end of the Deno TV series, which ended January 20th, 2008, which was just over 10 years ago. Also commemorated it with fellow Deno co-star Taku Sato, who played Deno. And according to the tweet that he made, 10 years have passed since the broadcast of the final episode. The train of time, Denliner. Will the next station be in the past or the future? Beyond 10 years, here we come. The climax will always continue anywhere. Thank you so much for supporting us even after 10 years.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, I mean, like, Deno's actor did become really big, and so, like, we didn't, after, like, Final Countdown, we never saw him again as the main character, but, you know, at least it's good to know he still appreciates Deno, so,
yeah.
Woohoo. And it was awesome that, like, Xeranos' actor, like, retired and then came back to reprise his role, so that was nice.
Yeah. Oh, this tweet was actually made by Takeru Sato, not Yuichi Nakamura.
So go watch Deno. It's a good Rider series.
It's good.
It is really good. It's funny.
Next.
They made one of Unotaro's!
So a while back, we talked about how they released a Momotaro's PC cushion, which is a little plushie of the doll and a little plush keyboard for him to sit at. And now there is an Unotaro's version.
He's going to reel you in with his cuteness.
Premium Bandai, the third entry of the Denno PC cushion line. Comes with a plush keyboard, which you can attach.
I like how big it is.
What a cute.
Yeah, no, Emily, I honestly say you would love Denno and you would love the Imagine.
I know that I would.
Especially Ryutaros. You'd love him.
Why Ryutaros?
Because he's like the youngest of the four, and he's purple, and he's a dragon, and he loves to draw, and he's basically a little kid. And he has his own dance entourage.
He has the power to hypnotize random passerbys into his dance troupe.
And he dances.
Okay, that sounds incredible.
And then anyone who doesn't like, he gets his crew and just they dance at them.
That's
not inaccurate.
And his catchphrase is like,
"Mind if I destroy you? I'm not listening.
Yeah, I'm not listening.
Can't hear the answer." So, this item comes with a plush keyboard, which you can attach or detach from the plush toy.
I know I would like them too much.
It is a perfect pair while working or just using your laptop and you'd like a companion while working.
He has a sign on his fucking neck.
This premium Bandai item costs 62.64 yen and it is set for a May release.
Yeah, no, I just love how big it is.
It is pretty big.
It's pretty fucking big. Oh, and there he is with Momotaros. This is cute. So, it's to be assumed they're going to make Kintaros, Ryutaros, probably Sieg, and I'm hoping Deneb, because that would be nice.
Deneb would be a tempting buy for me.
Even Teddy.
Who's Deneb?
He's the Imagine paired up with Xeranos.
Yeah, he's great.
You too!
I just love the concept of the Imagines in general. I know that if I were to watch Denno, I would probably
like them too much,
and I don't want to be that person who likes them.
You'd love Owner, too. Owner is great.
Who's Owner?
He's the owner of the Denliner.
He's like Denno's version of conductor.
He's very philosophical, and he eats a bowl of rice, and he tries to like eat the bowl, the plate of rice before with the flag in the middle before the flag falls down, and every time he does, he goes... And then there's Station Master. We gotta show you Denno.
Yeah.
Denno's great.
Maybe make a feature topic out of it.
There you go. Yeah. We'll just have like a month of just showing Emily like the first episodes of different Kamen Riders we wanted to watch.
Well, I was thinking more each of us could each share something that one of us hasn't seen.
Yeah.
And then everyone...
That's a good idea.
We'll like, work on that.
Sort of like the Nostalgia Critics current series with movies that one girl hasn't seen.
There we go. Cool.
Face core is like Denovember.
Yeah, Denovember.
That's perfect.
We'll see. We'll think.
Yeah,
we'll
we're doing that.
We'll talk about it.
No, we're doing that
next. Legacy Xenizer and Golden Power Staff.
Look at this shit.
Buying the Xenizer for sure.
That is pretty.
Not the staff.
I already have. Well,
no, go down. That's the toy you used to own.
Oh my god, giant!
That's the actual one.
Oh!
Yeah, it's 1-to-1 fucking scale.
I might, but I'm running so low on shelf space.
You can find... You know what? Get a fucking hook and just put it on the fucking wall.
Yeah, maybe.
Just carry it everywhere.
Just carry it. Holy fuck!
Yeah, I'm like, that's the original toy that you used to own for years, and that's the legacy.
Oh, it's so
like,
big.
Why do you think I'm so proud to own my own Saba? Because it's like 1-to-1 fucking scale. Love it.
It's time for a gold rush.
The Xenizer's pretty cool, though.
But yes, I'm absolutely buying the Xenizer because as a toy, I always wanted one, and I never got one.
You know what? Anthony put up a picture of Ichi holding his Gold Ranger staff when he was a kid. Aww, look at it. It's so cute.
I don't know if I have any of those.
I've seen that picture before.
I'll have to dig it up.
Yeah, you'll find it.
I know that a couple of anime norths ago, I cosplayed Tsukasa from .xsign. And I used that staff instead of his staff.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying, oh, there's actually a picture of you.
And it plays the Gold Ranger theme song.
Oh, God.
Cool.
Gold Ranger! So, let's see if there's any info on pricing or release on these. Okay, thanks to... We're looking at packaging. The details, a multicolor LED dial on the Zeonizer allows for different color lights on the Zeo Crystal, so you can be each of the five Rangers.
Oh, that's neat.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, thank you.
Why
I love this.
Why don't they do that with Pretty Cure toys?
It comes with a Zeo Crystal, the smaller sub-crystal. The Legacy Zeonizer plays the Zeo theme song.
Of course, that's cool.
The Golden Power Staff has the movable blade and plays the Gold Ranger theme. Should be available soon at local Toys R Us's. You know, the ones that are closing down.
Yeah, I feel like they'll move these somewhere else, though.
If anyone starts spotting these in stores, let me know.
I'll make sure to keep a good eye out for you.
Yes, please. And speaking of Zeo Gems, apparently we're also getting Legacy Super Zeo Gems as a collectible set.
That's cool. I remember those looked really cool in the show.
So, this was a listing that someone spotted online, and here's what's included in those on the description. Harness the power of the Zeo Rangers with the Power Rangers Legacy Die-Cast Super Zeo Gem Set. Each gem has been masterfully replicated with high-quality die-cast parts, so you can relive epic moments from the show!
Whoa, radical!
It includes all five.
Just have those displayed with, like, the Super Zeozords.
Combine it with the Power Rangers Legacy Edition Morpher, so that it works with the Zeonizer.
Really?
I guess.
Oh.
So yeah. Looking forward to those.
Cute.
If I do get the Zeonizer, I'll probably get those too.
And then you'll probably get the Legacy Super Zeo.
It's weird, like, I don't even like the Zeo suits too much, but like,
I love the suits.
The morphers are awesome.
I just like bracelet morphers.
Right?
Bracelet morphers are usually pretty
good. I'm actually pretty sad that the next season, with Lupin Ranger, Powder Ranger, we're going back to guns again. Guns are my least favorite kind of morpher.
Eh.
Although it's funny, because the Seiza Blaster was both a gun and a bracelet.
Yeah, I like them. Like, as much as they're the most prolific kind, the belt kind of morphers are my least favorite because they're difficult to wear.
That's fair. And also, you can barely even see them. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of hard to... If it's on your wrist, I mean, Magic Band. It's a wrist morpher.
That's why the Morphin Brace is still my favorite Sentai changer to this day.
That's a pretty good
Look
one.
That in.
All right. Next... We have our first look at something
Sorry
new from
so
Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel.
Yeah, like...
The Gorilla Sniper Zord and Ninjacom.
Because, you know, remember these from the Ninja? I sure don't!
Remember Gorilla Maru? And then there's...
Sorry, I'm going to do an Ichi thing here. Fuck!
So, is that copyrighted by Ichi?
No. So
infringed by Ichi. Ichi is a Zeo.
It almost looks like they ripped off the Gory Can from O's,
or even the fucking Cube Gorilla.
Yeah.
So like,
oh, you know what it is? This Blaze in our chat is like, remember when Larry appeared in a Ninja?
No,
it's Larry.
Oh my god!
Wouldn't fucking surprise me if they put
Amigo!
Him in this, since we're not getting Zwojer.
Know for sure.
I miss Larry.
According to what I heard, they're not using Zwojer because the cubes wouldn't mesh well with the Zord Builder line.
You know what Gar? You know what Gar and I said? You know what Gar and I said in Throwing Two Stars? We literally just said, just make a brand new Zord toy line. You don't need to be fucking Zord Builder.
Yeah. And then we have the Ninjacom, which is a shuriken that is also a communicator watch?
Yeah. Okay. Out of the Ninja Steel stuff, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like the communicator.
Like
it's cool. It's an homage to the original one, so.
It looks so weird with the, like, with the
well, because,
adjustable
no, because,
points on
well,
the ends
no,
of it.
No, well, because it's it closes, and then you open it up to, like, activate sounds and stuff.
But, like, do you have to, like, open all four bits manually?
No, there's a button you can press to, like...
Thank God.
Yeah. At least I'm assuming so. I don't know if.
Oh, and yeah, Shu Hibikase in our chat points out it also does look like Gao Gorilla.
Yeah, well, maybe Kevin
wouldn't surprise me if that's what they based.
You know what? Show us to Kevin. He might buy it.
Yeah. So yeah, those are things that are coming down the Super Ninja pipeline.
Fucking hell! Oh, did you see the Lion Cannon?
No.
Oh, God.
I thought you were going to say, did you see the Lion King?
Right,
just
let me see
like,
try
yeah,
to,
a lot
see
of time.
Try to find a picture of that quickly. Next story quickly. Go ahead. I'll find it.
So, because this week starts Precurary here on Cast Ranger, we're including a couple of Pretty Cure theme stories So, Emily, if you would like to take the reins and walk us through what we're looking at.
Oh, sure. I remember we... I apologize, I'm not very good at this, but I remember we talked about when the title was revealed for Hugtail Precure. And I think the first picture as well, but yeah, it was the leaked picture. And now we have all the official information on the main characters of that season. Am I supposed to read the article?
Whatever you think is
okay,
important.
Okay, I'll read it. I'll read it from the top then. This is actually fairly old. It's from December 26th, but it's going to start like in 3 days, so it seems appropriate, I guess. The official website for Toei Animation's next 15th Precure TV series, Hugtail Precure, renewal opened today, revealing its key visual, character visuals of its three Precure girls, who are Hananono, Cure Yao, Saya Yakushiji, Cure Ange, and Homare Kageyaki, Cure Etoile. And is also confirmed the new series is set to premiere in Japan on February 4th, 2018, after Cure Cure ends, which it just did. There's the poster key visual. And now it has the character bios and the story. The site introduces its story premise as below. Hananono is a junior high school... is a junior high school second grader who wants to be a super cool adult woman.
Oh.
She transfers to her new school but has made many troubles on her first day, including cutting her forelock too short. That should be bangs. She cuts her bangs off, and it looks terrible, and being late for class. But there was a wonderful encounter somehow. I love this translation.
Somehow.
When she starts, I'm going to say the stuff that's wrong correctly. Yeah. When she starts...
No, read it as word. That way it's funny.
Okay, fair enough. Because when she starts having great expectations for her new life from tomorrow...
From tomorrow!
Okay, you're right. I had to read it as it is. She meets a mysterious baby, Hagutan, it's supposed to be Hugtan, who came down from the sky, and her caretaker hamster, Harry, unfortunately... Okay, that actually is correct.
Oh my goodness.
That actually is correct.
Harry! Harry! Harry!
No, his name is Harry Harryham. That's actually his name.
Honey, Harry Ham.
Yes. Then an evil organization named Cryus Corporation, I believe, I'm not sure if that's correct.
It says Cryus.
Yeah, appears aiming at the Mirai Crystal, the future crystal that Hugtown has, and attacks them with its monsters. A new Mirai Crystal is created by Hana's strong feeling to protect Hugtown, and Hana transforms into the Precure of Energy, Curiel. Mirai Crystal is a crystal of Asupawawa. Oh, jeez.
It's look and sounds like ass power!
No, it's a reference to Ashita, as in tomorrow. But, yeah, that's... The power to create the tomorrows filled in this world. If they're taken, people's future will be also disappeared. Everyone's future and Hugtown. Hugtown doesn't count as everyone.
You can tell the site doesn't give a shit about the translation.
The story of Curiel to protect the precious things now begins.
Just protect the precious things.
Curiel took the precious thing. Yes.
I got that reference. Yes.
Main character descriptions are down here. I hope they're as badly translated.
Right?
Okay, there it is. There's the super ninja super blaster.
Oh my god.
Yeah, remember that in the ninja? I don't!
Well, that's actually pretty cool.
That's like if they took Shishio and just made him a fucking gun.
Okay. Actually, that looks not so terrible.
Shoots darts.
I love that the
it
fucking
art... tarts.
Darts. Eat pastry, bitch!
I was thinking that has nothing to do with anything.
I love that this is a scan off of what looks to be a German...
Oh my god.
Oh, it says Ninja Schwerz.
Phase Core. Magical Girl Ichi, Lane, Dream, Blaze. We are Magical Radio Girl Squad. I think we need to make a roll call
for that.
There was
a part of me that wanted to ask if you wanted to do a Precure parody roll call, but then I thought that's just too much, and I'm not going to screw up the show for that. So, that actually is pretty nice.
All right, let's get back to that.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. Here's the bad translations again. Curiel is correct, unfortunately. Everybody's been saying, why is it not Cure Cheer? Just like, why was Cure Whip not Cure Cake? There's no reason. Hana Nono, or Nono Hana, Curiel, a junior high school second grader who transferred to her school in the new semester. Compared to other girls in the same age, she is shorter and childish, but she is aiming to become a super cool adult woman.
Ah.
Although challenging anything that she is interested in, she often fails to accomplish it.
Oh, boy.
Relatable. With her strong feeling to protect the strange baby Hugtan who appeared suddenly, she transforms into the Precure of Energy, Curiel.
She transforms.
Yes. Saya Yakushiji, Cure Ange, class president of Hana's class. Her mother is an actress. Saya herself was active as a child actress when she was little, but she has been trying to figure out what she really wants to do.
She realized that her mom was stealing all her money.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
With the feeling that she wants to support Sana, who is fighting as a Precure, and that she is also wants to be strong, she transforms into the Precure of Wisdom, Curange, and Homare Kagayaki. Her name means, like, shining. Cure Etoile, a stylish and mature girl in the same class as Hana. She's cool with anything. Originally, she was a star player of figure skating. She's
star player?
She's kept a distance with the sport because of a failure of the jump. That is a weird way of saying it, but that is accurate from what I've read. But thanks to the encounter with Hana and others, the hot feeling in her that she...
Whoa!
The hot feeling in her that she wants to jump high again returned.
Whoa!
When overcoming the weak herself... Thank you, Crunchyroll. This is so. Even if you guys aren't into Precure, it's worth it for lines like overcoming the weak herself. She transforms into the Precure of power, Cure Etoile, Hugtan, a baby falling from the sky to Hana, with her caretaker, question mark, Harry. She ran away from Cryus Corporation's chasers. Machine chasers?
So it's Lily.
She becomes weak when she feels sensitively the decreasing of Asupawa. The ability, the power to create the tomorrow spells in this
world. Asupawa! Asupawa! I guess Asu is supposed to be short for Ashta?
Yeah, Ashta, yeah.
Ashta and I'm guessing,
well, last season we had a mysterious force they were gathering as well, so maybe that, which was Kira Kiraru, which is literally sparkle sparkling. Which,
yeah.
Kira
sparkling!
Yeah. The power to and then finally we have Hariham Harry, or Harry-Hariham, we're not
Hari,
sure.
Hari Yukai. Got it.
The hamster who speaks in Kansai dialect.
Oh, good.
He comes to Hana with Hugtan. He's supposed to give lessons in Precure to Hana and the other girls, but his motivation seems vague. When he transforms into a human form, he becomes Ikemen, a super handsome man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he is another fairy who turns into a hot guy, so there's probably going to be a relationship between him and one of the main characters.
And the pun is Ikumen, a man who enjoys child rearing.
Wait. So that means one of the pretty cures is going to be romancing a hamster.
May I remind you of the canon couple of Coco and Nozomi?
Oh, yeah.
That is a mascot and a main character who end up pretty much canon.
Oh, the baby doesn't grow up into, like, a handsome guy or something.
No, the baby is going to be... Is almost certainly going to be the fourth cure because it's already been leaked that there is a fourth mysterious crystal, which is white. She will probably... Yeah, but the thing is, you can...
We gotta look up the French word for hug.
You have to try to come up with something logical, because, I mean, we have cure... Like, the other series where that happened with the growing up, we had cure magical, cure miracle. What would you think the third one would be? Just name something. What would you think?
Musical?
And cure felice!
So there's the fourth cure, like, whatever, it'd be cure...
Etreinte?
Well, that's the French word for hug.
Well,
I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, despite being half...
I'm sure she'll be, like, something weird, like cure softly.
it'll just be cure hug.
Well, we have a minor character named Cure Tender. From
noun for hug, embrace, hug, grip, grasp, hugging, clutch.
Whoa, that got darker as it went
on. Cure clutch! Yeah!
Does it involve the hot feeling in her that she wants to jump high again?
Hot feeling?
Our gold caster, who is from Quebec, suggests Cure Embrace.
Embrace. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because Cure yells...
It might be Embrace, I don't know.
Cure yell's name is A, English, whereas the other two are French, and B...
Cure la yell?
And B, a pun on Yeru, apparently.
Oh.
Which
is also derived from the English word yell.
Yeah.
So it's just Cure yell!
That's why it's Cure yell, but then inexplicably the other two have French names, and the weirdest thing about that, the last season had a French pastry chef theme. And this season's the one where they have French names.
Okay, you know what?
Was it Oren Pierre Alfonso?
No, it was...
Okay, you know what? This sounds so fascinating to me. I'm going to watch this series.
Oh,
I'm going to watch
boy.
It with Kelly.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Yes, I'm saying now I'm going to start watching.
If you want to do some kind of Pretty Cure, like, summarizing thing, we can... But, I don't want to...
Like a Pretty Cure show?
But only if my only requirement is that Kelly is also in it.
We'll see. She's very nervous about being on
stuff like
that.
So am I. But she's an absolute sweetheart, and I...
As are you, my dear.
If it helps, we could, like, record it without being on Discord so she doesn't feel like she's part of a show.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I barely keep myself in. Like, when I get home, I basically collapse in social exhaustion.
I'll ask her, but yeah, you know what? I'm down. I'm down for the hamster that turns into a fucking hot guy, apparently. The baby. The hot.
Yeah.
Hot feelings.
A lot of people are pissed off about the baby. They don't like the insinuation that girls should want to be moms. And I'm thinking,
I don't like the insinuation that babies fall from the sky.
Well, usually the hot guy's not a hamster, and that's how the baby comes from.
I'm surprised
from.
The fandoms are going like, oh my god, the baby's a changer!
You know what's weird about that?
What?
The hamster turning into a hot guy is the thing I'm weirded out the least by.
Isn't that like a fruits basket kind of thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
Look, the hamster turning into... Fairies turning into human characters has been a thing since Precure 5.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Yoluichi from Bleach turned into a fucking cat, so no one fucking arguing like, oh, the cat's a fucking hot woman. All right.
Oh, there's also the cat witch from Soul Eater. What was her name?
I did not like her. She was annoying.
Blair Witch.
I liked her.
No.
I liked her cat design.
She ruined their progress.
Blaze in our chat is like Bloodstork. That's who delivered the baby.
Bloodstork.
I'm sorry for keeping on Pretty Cure, guys, but the translation just made it incredible.
Hot feelings. It's
yeah,
my favorite
thing. What was the other one at the end of Cure Anjos? She is also wants to be strong.
Yeah.
Better tomorrow.
And then we have the artwork for each of the characters.
Now, it turns out I actually have the ones for Harry Ham Harry and...
What the fuck is going on in the background?
It's a Tumblr!
It's these two bear things going like... Ugh!
I actually know what that is. It's the
Anthony, include the background if you can.
It's from the opening of Yurikuma Arashi.
Actually, yes. I'm giving you the video. Put this video in.
AKA the lesbian bear anime.
Lesbian bear anime?
Oh, God!
Oh, no!
It's done by the guy...
We're on the weird side of YouTube
it's
again.
It's done by the guy who did Utena and Mararu Penguin Drums, so
that probably explains
tells
everything.
You. And...
So there's Curiel. She looks fucking adorable. I love all the pink on her. It's great.
I guess that's Ange.
Yep, that's Ange.
And then there's
Curiel, who doesn't look
she's
transformed.
She's my least favorite of the first.
She doesn't look like she fits with the others, and she doesn't look like she's transformed.
She looks too, like, adult.
I will admit that hers looks the least like a magical
Hell,
uniform.
Yeah.
Anja looks like she's too adult.
Yeah, these are high schoolers,
yeah, like,
right?
Yeah, no. Curiel looks like a teenager.
No, they're grade schoolers. They're 14.
Curiel,
Jesus!
Yeah, Curiel looks like a teenager. The other two do not. They look like they're adults. It's weird.
Animation's weird, you guys.
To be fair, there have been multiple seasons where the characters have appeared to have slightly aged up when they transformed.
Oh, Etoile's got Sailor Mars pumps.
Why does a 12 not look like, she just looks like a really stylish person. She does.
She's like a model.
And
she's got a stewardess hat.
Oh yeah, she's a stewardess.
There are people saying that their careers they represent are cheerleader, nurse, and flight attendant.
Cheerleader's not a career, it's a thing you do in high school.
Well, that's subjective, but I understand.
Well, okay,
I see the motifs.
You know what, I take that back because cheerleaders on sports teams. Professional sports teams. So,
sure.
Okay, I take that back.
And see, the only thing really keeping them... I'm sorry if this is...
Keep going.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Keeping them together thematically is if you go up... I'm sorry for this being dumb, but... See, Curiel has this little heart-shaped gem on her forehead, and then... Cure Ange has it, and then you go down... Oh, look, Cure Etoile doesn't even look like she's from the same set of characters!
It's hidden under the hat.
Maybe, I mean, there's those little beads there, but I feel bad for
maybe,
saying this.
Maybe the idea is that, like, her power set is slightly different, because I've seen series like that where someone comes in with a different power set.
But the thing is, I'm like, 98% sure that she's just the third Cure and that there's no weird power set stuff going on with her, which would actually make sense.
Maybe it's hidden in her giant hair.
In all, her hair's full of secrets.
She's a stewardess. She hears a lot of things on the plane.
The funny thing is that if you look at Curiel and Cure Ange, they don't even look like they're from the same set.
A little bit.
Maybe that's the thing they're going with this year. It's just like, we're not going to have them be similar in any way.
The only thing that I can really draw as a similarity is just the style of the face and, like, the fact that all the colors are amazingly bright.
Oh, and yeah, the first two of them, too, they have eyelashes that are drawn a certain style. And then you go to Cure Etoile and she doesn't.
I'm different.
So maybe she is some kind of weird, like, alternate power set thing.
Yeah.
She's from another Pretty Cure team. We just haven't seen them yet.
She's like... Whereas,
I got kicked out of my team. Can I join you guys?
Whereas these two would be Kamen Riders. She's, like, the rider-like. So she's, like,
that's
cheer-like.
Ooh! Maybe they're doing, like, a Go-Onger thing where it's, like, you know... Like, Go-Onger, like...
It starts out
as, like, a three-man Sentai team, and then, like, the two others join later.
But their powers are slightly different because they have a different chain.
Yeah, so maybe, like... Yeah. Maybe it's just Curiel and Curange for, like, the first couple episodes, and then Etoile comes in later.
Well, we do know that there is a pause between when Curange appears and there's an episode before Curiel appears.
There we go.
But... They all use the same henshin device and the same transformation item, and...
Okay.
I think it's just weird style discrepancies. Also, there are such a thing as cure-likes. There are two of them. And they have the best, worst names ever. Do you want me to spoil them, or do you want me to wait?
Is it something we're going to be talking about?
Not this... You know what? Because you're going to hear in All-Stars anyway, I should probably spoil it now.
Sure.
In the second season of Futaru Wa, which is called Futaru Wa Precure Max Heart, there's a reincarnation of the Queen of Light joins their team. Her name is Hikari, of course.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Her super form name, like her transform form, isn't Cure Anything. Her name is Shiny Luminous.
Shiny Luminous!
Which is my all-time... I love it. It's just her, like, light! Did you get light? Is my theme? Then we get another fairy who turns into a cure, but also doesn't have a cure name in Precure 5. Maybe it's just a thing that happens in second seasons of... Because these are also the only two which have multiple seasons.
Was there a name for that one?
Yes. Her name is Milky Rose.
Oh my god! Her hair! Look at those pigtails!
That's Shining Luminous.
That's Shining Luminous!
Send that to me, so I can put it in.
Oh my god, yeah. Those fucking hair. Hashtag those fucking hair.
Lightning Caster YOLO in our chat is saying he wants some superhero to be called Speedy Fast Guy.
Yeah, that's basically the equivalent of that. I mean, Shiny Luminous.
Alright, so here's the picture of Shiny Luminous.
Shiny Luminous.
Honestly, she looks like she's bored.
Yeah, she's sort of, because she's the part of the, she's like the human part of the queen. And then all of her emotions and stuff are in the form of these little fairy things.
Oh, Harry Ham's got, like, a little red hair. That's cute.
He does. I remember one that was leaked, everyone was like, and a punk hamster.
I feel like Harry
Ham. Oh my god, it's got fucking tracer hair.
I feel like Harry Ham's gonna be my favorite character in the show.
He's gonna be amazing. I'm looking
forward. I hope he's voiced by, like, a really cool VA. Like Keone or something.
What's this on, like, right under his mouth?
That's his bling.
Oh my god, really?
Bling. God damn it!
None of the trailers have had him speak yet, I don't think.
And what's awesome is, for the last, like, I think the last week of Precure, we're gonna be watching the first episode of this
series.
Yeah,
it'll be the first two, I believe, because those will be
I can't wait!
Be as much as out at the time. I are you sure you guys are okay with doing Precure?
Yeah?
I feel like I've already kind of overstayed my welcome with just the first day.
No, of course not.
This is a toku show.
Alright, well...
Oh yeah, that's a picture of...
Precure is Tokyo.
That's the Kira Kira girls.
There. Well, this episode of Extra has gone on long enough, so let's wrap this one up and we'll see you guys on the podcast proper.
Bye!
Thank you, sorry about all that weird tangent stuff. The orange and...
Kira Tangent.
It was an orange! Oh my god, that's great.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.